It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good times.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He's got
to
make a decision. Hello.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Boy, y'all just get so adamant about this, don't you?
Hold on, we had an air horn go off in the studio. I'm sorry, what was that?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Last year's team was way more deserving of...
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
That still makes me laugh. Yes, it's 8 o'clock here on a Friday morning, time for the emergency break of the week. Long-time tradition here on a Friday, we'll give you three candidates. And we still let you vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, and I don't know if she's been a candidate more than once or twice, Sweet Becca, who gives us her stick-it-up-your-tailpipe traffic each morning and afternoon. She's off today, and I guess maybe Monday or something. Anyway, she's on a little bit of a vacation, but she's up for an emergency break of the week because she got the hiccups. And it's really funny, you can tell there's like an audio skip or something, and I think that's the first couple of times she was able to turn off her mic, but then she just couldn't help it, and we have an audible hiccup that's funny.
There's a bad crash in Grand Prairie. This report is service of CrestCars.com of Frisco. 360 southbound near Riverside. A crash has only the right lane getting by. It's a motorcycle accident. You're jammed up from Midway, and onlookers are adding to northbound delays from Pioneer Parkway. In Irving, 180 LBJ eastbound at MacArthur, no left lane. It's a 25-minute slowdown from 121. 35E northbound, just past Loop 12 Ledbetter. A serious accident has only the right lane open, and then there's another crash, 35E northbound at Marcellus, blocking the HOV lane.
Boo!
I'm Becca with the ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic. Next report at 8:50.
And Cheryl, fast she was going at the end just so she can get through it real quick before another one set in. Now there it is, isolated.
I was just trying to help her there at the end by scaring the hiccups out of her.
Yeah, it may have worked.
Boo! Ah. It worked.
Okay, Cher.
Yeah.
Cher. Do that to Becca. Okay, don't put that in there either. All right, well, there's Becca up for an e-break. And here he is. He's back. Candidate number two, Norman Elizabeth Hitchkes. Somehow the player man known as J.J. Redick came up, and they were talking about, I guess, him in a photo shoot or something, and Norm threw this out that made everyone a little uncomfortable.
Oh, boy, that J.J. Redick is a...
He looks like a soccer player. He looks so handsome with his suit.
J.J. Redick's got... modeling potential.
That's what I'm
there,
saying.
Babe.
I'm impressed.
I can see him. He opened, it's like page four of GQ.
Hell yeah.
And it's a scratch and sniff.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa. Go ahead, Mike.
Whoa.
I don't want to go ahead yet. What?
When you've opened those magazines, they advertise like cologne and they say scratch and sniff.
Yee. I don't know. You're scratching other dudes.
You said cologne that time.
Yeah.
The first time.
Not J.J. Redick.
All right, we'll set you free.
Norm really thought he had something there for a second.
It could be a scratch and sniff.
I don't want to move on just yet.
Does he say...
I'm not ready to move on.
Listen closely here. Listen to it again. Does he say... Does he call either Mike or Donovan Babe in this? Hmm. Norm, listen closely.
Oh. Boy, that J.J. Redick is a...
He looks like a soccer player. He looks so handsome with his suit.
J.J. Redick's got... modeling potential.
That's what I'm
there,
saying.
Babe.
I'm impressed.
I can see him. He opened, it's like page four of GQ.
That's him.
He called him Babe. Scratch and sniff.
Oh. Modeling potential there, Babe.
Whoa. Yeah. Is he saying that to Donovan or is he saying that to Mike?
TC, oddly enough.
Oh, it's TC. All right, one more time. Yeah, just listen to the Babe thing.
Oh.
Boy, that J.J. Redick is a...
He looks like a soccer player. He looks so handsome with his suit.
J.J. Redick's got... modeling potential.
That's what I'm
there,
saying.
Babe.
I'm impressed.
I can see him. He opened, it's like page four of GQ.
Hell yeah.
And it's a scratch and sniff.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa. Go ahead, Mike.
Whoa.
I don't want to go ahead yet. What?
When you've opened those magazines, they advertise like cologne and they say scratch and sniff.
Yee. I don't know. You're scratching other dudes.
You said cologne that time. The first time.
Not J.J. Reddick.
All right, we'll set you free.
All right, Norm not getting much support from his crew. He's
as
candidate
usual.
Number two. Well, speaking of not getting support from his crew, Mike Reiner is back again as candidate number three. Now, let me ask you all this. Have you heard of the product called Febreze before? Febreze?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a fabric softener or spray or something?
I think it comes as a fabric softener and an air freshener, too.
Okay.
Well, Rhines has never heard of it, and that was very clear last Friday's concert calendar. And you talk about no support, and you talk about just a pummeling from your coworkers. Listen to this.
And at the Reconsider Lounge, a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute comprised of air freshener lovers. Call me the Febreze.
Febreze?
Really?
Febreze.
Really? You don't know what Febreze is?
No.
What do you mean you don't know what Febreze is?
Febreze.
Febreze. Is there anyone else out here who doesn't know what Febreze is? Oh,
stand up for me.
The guy just pointed to his dog.
So Mike and a dog are the only two people in the world that have never heard of Febreze. Jeez Louise.
Nope, never have.
It's air freshener.
God. Nice.
Man, poor Rhymes.
Are you kidding me?
What a funny bit by the P1 to point to his dog.
Yeah, my dog hadn't heard of it. All right, so those are your three candidates, Becca, Norm, or Rhines. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
I just FYI.
Yeah.
To kick your ass, boy.
No.
Okay, I'll tell Gordon
George,
to look out for
don't
you.
Don't take that from him.
Yeah, don't take that from me.
Okay, we got to go if you're not going to vote.
Come on, George.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Give me a Norm for baby and a Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Losers.
Howdy.
I would like to responsibly vote for the old gray wolf.
Thank you, sir. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, good morning to you, George. I believe in the main green.
Well, that's good.
Well, that is good. By the way, you might want to turn in your man card after those cheers from yesterday. But
they're the
anyway.
Perfect cheers, sir.
Nonetheless, nothing from you, Honus Wagner, back there in the back. Love you. Love you guys.
That's
you too,
Greg.
Love you guys, though, okay. As well as you, Gordo. Hey, let's go with Norman Adolf Hitzkus, please.
Okay, that's not an authorized middle name, but thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing today?
What
is this?
Okay.
It's John Wallet Price. How y'all doing?
Oh, I thought it was Avery Johnson.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, no, it's not Avery. It's John Wallet Price. I'm looking to reach some habits.
Sounds
on
nothing
phone.
Like John Wiley Price.
No, sir. You have been sacked. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I don't care if he's a contestant or not. Just give me Norm.
Okay, he is a contestant. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Do you think you can give me Norm's cell phone number? I'll gladly stay on hold and take it off the air.
Okay, we'll put you on hold. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
How about we do Norm scratch and sniff the back of his pants?
Ugh.
Could be the worst group of calls we've ever had.
Ever. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Give me Reiner, and please tell Gordon he's very talented.
That is the original.
Again.
That is the original. She's the one that Marge saying George is so talented is based on.
Hi, Lila. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Musers. Dilly-dilly.
Dilly-dilly.
Give me Reiner for the win, and Gordo has a small wiener.
Well, he doesn't want you talking about it.
You wouldn't tell.
Don't talk about it.
Sir.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Muses is Mark Jackson, and I got to vote for the hands down, man down.
He may be a little Miss Muffet, but he ain't sitting on no tuffet. Norm Elizabeth Hitchcock.
Okay, I like
Thank
that.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Wow.
Yeah, Norm.
Oh. Boy, that J.J. Redick is a...
He looks like a soccer player. He looks so handsome with his suit.
J.J. Redick's got modeling potential.
That's what I'm
saying, babe.
I'm impressed.
I can see him. He opened, it's like page 4 of GQ.
Hell yeah.
And it's a scratch and sniff.
Oh, whoa. Whoa.
Go ahead, Mike.
Whoa.
I don't want to go ahead yet. What?
Well, you've opened those magazines. They advertise like cologne, and they say scratch and sniff.
Yee. I don't know. You're scratching other dudes.
You said cologne that time. The first time.
Not J.J. Redick.
All right, we'll set you free.
How many is that for Norm?
90 wins for Norman Copperfield Hitzkiss.
10 away from 100.
All right.